Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, hello. We are back, just like a panic attack. But no, we actually have a special bonus treat for you to help you work through any anxiety you may be feeling. Whether you are experiencing seasonal anxiety with the holidays and all of the family time, or it's something general that you experience every day, we have a little meditation on mindfulness from our friend Carly. Carly is a dear friend of Sandra's and mine from UNC, and she moved out to Colorado right after we graduated and started working in the healthcare field. But in addition to her day-to-day work on the job, she really had to work on her own mindfulness practice and managing her own anxiety. She shares a bit of her journey with us.
My definition of anxiety is a feeling of heaviness or a wall that keeps you from being the person you'd like to be or barring you from doing the things that you love. Some things that make me anxious are not being in full control. Other things that make me anxious is making sure everyone is okay and one-on-one conversations and interacting in a very professional manner, and even being outside in the mountains where I love makes me anxious at times. The first time I realized that I could be more mentally and physically alive and that addressing anxiety was one piece of the puzzle was about 4 years ago in my newly found therapist office at the time. Before naming it as anxiety and worry, I didn't have an idea of what coping mechanisms even were. I thought I was just someone who went through life not quite being the person I wanted to be. I wasn't fully able to connect with others, very surface level, and I would mostly accomplish that by being a pretty annoying, boozy friend. I like to check out in that manner. Another one of my anxieties is that I feel inadequate sometimes. So I used to pile on the hardest things and the busiest task I could do to prove myself wrong, and it actually just kept piling and piling on top and would definitely feel even more anxious and insurmountable at times. I've actively been working on investigating my health, brain, and soul for around 4 years now. At first, it was terrifying and actually caused a brand new feeling of anxiety and fear. There was so much work and it seemed so hard. And with the right supports and taking it very slowly, I'm now in the place of feeling very grateful that I'm even aware enough to second guess the fears and the voices that play inside my brain, and that I get to take a moment and reset if I want to. So after years of exploration, when I notice those thoughts coming or that tense, heavy feeling, I first just breathe in and out. If I'm able to, and in the right situation, I close my eyes and actually do a 4-2-6-2 breathing. Basically, that's breathing in for 4 counts, holding for 2 counts, breathing out for 6 counts, and holding for 2 counts. And it helps really quiet those voices too, along with your body, and kind of brings your brain back down along with your body and the breath. Other things, if I can, I go for a walk or do some mindful meditation or journal or say a little mantra to myself, something like, I am strong, I am here, things like that. When I'm not anxious, I feel on. I feel alive. I feel energetic. My body feels really strong and healthy, like it's there to support me, that I can trust it. And my mind feels clear and open. And my spirit feels real, like I have something to share and something to give. My life has definitely changed. I've been able to show up for my relationships. I've been able to not cower with the voices in my head and show myself and not be scared that someone's going to run the other direction. Even professionally, I've been able to connect with what my passions are and go after that in a way I would have just been stuck second-guessing myself for a long time. Reckoning with anxiety has given me the strength to try so many paths in life I thought I never could. 3 tools I'd suggest for someone dealing with anxiety would be, 1, taking a mindfulness-based stress reduction course. You can take them online. They're at hospitals, universities. 2 would be a mindful yoga class, and 3 would be some apps like Headspace and other mindfulness apps. There's also books like Buddha's Brain by Rick Hinson and Wherever You Go, There You Are by Jon Kabat-Zinn. So all of those tools are all about mindfulness, and I can't imagine coming to the realization of what fears and anxiety and worry, what roles those were playing in my life without being able to first take a moment and realize that they were there. And that's what mindfulness is really taking that moment to connect and to listen and to see. Our brains are really good at wiring fears and worries. But those fears and worries don't have to be in the driver's seat all the time, and can be opportunities to turn within and explore ourselves. And taking that moment and listening in the midst of those toxic thoughts can be a huge breath of fresh air.
That is a wrap for the first part of our 3rd season. We will be back with you after winter break, but until then, you can keep in touch with us at She and Her Radio on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can find a clearinghouse of everything She and Her at sheandherradio.com. And while you're at it, have you given us our holiday wish yet? If not, it's time to do it now. Please tell 5 friends of yours about our show. We would love to keep expanding our community of listeners. Thank you so much, and talk to you soon.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.